guess that means that he's not going to Chichen Itza then.
Oh, he could have gone there.
That might have already happened.
Yeah.
No. That's what I'm saying. Because the thing is, George is gonna be there. George's gonna be like,
that's next to the Colossus of Rhodes, right?
What?
That's next to the Colossus of Rhodes, right?
Yes.
See, I get my knowledge of monuments from civilization.
It's right next to the internet.
God damn it.
Yeah, right, built by the ancient Sumerians.
I got planes before I got electricity because I didn't want to cancel out my Colossus of Rhodes.
I think, just to derail this, my favorite thing about Civ 4 is that the picture for the internet is just a picture of Al Gore. That's my favorite thing about that game. And I made sure to get the internet just...
Do you have Civilization V? There's a new expansion pack coming out.
I got Civ 4 because there was a mod for it that turned it into some kind of god battle game.
Oh, yeah.
That one of my friends wanted me to play, and then by the time I had bought Civ 4 and installed the mod, they were done with. So I just played Civ 4 normally.
Yeah.
While watching the Daily Show.
And the next Civ 5 is going to re-add religion back into the mix. This is called Gods and Kings.
Hmm.
And maybe also have a mode where you play as gods.
Hmm. Good. Also, speaking of that, I heard that Sid Meier's actually a character in the new XCOM.
Which one?
The one by Firaxis, the one that Sid Meier's partially helping make.
To be fair, he's also a character in Alpha Centauri.
The last Sid Meier's game I played was Sid Meier's Pirates.
Yeah, that game kicks ass.
Except when you have to go east.
I originally played that game on the Xbox because I think I rented it from like Hollywood Video at the time, and I remember I discovered very quickly that it's very easy to break large parts of that game. the easiest way to win ship-to-ship combat is to crash your ship into the other guy's ship, pick the rapier, and then just keep attacking because the rapier is the fastest weapon, bar none, and none of the other swords can move fast enough to even block it.
I got the PSP version.
It's the rapiest.
And then when you get the balanced rapier and the extra balanced rapier, then it's just like, yeah, I'm just going to crash in this ship and just take it. I'm just going to win.
One of my strategy was get as many ships as possible and name them the least intimidating things possible.
I don't think that's a strategy.
Everyone make way for the HMS Puffin Stuff.
That's where that came from. The only thing I didn't like is when you went in and invaded a town, like the whole overworld fight for the town, that was really janky.
It was too deep for how little it happened.
I think the thing that I disliked about it was that if you have a buccaneer, buccaneers were the name they gave to the guys with muskets, and I think the thing I disliked is that they made that part of it realistic, and that you could have your buccaneers standing at one tile away from another army, and it's like 30% accuracy. It was so.
That's why they have you shooting volleys.
It wasn't even that deep. It was rock, paper, scissors. Ranged guys beat melee guys in, you know, not melee, and then occasionally there are morale bonuses that pop up out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, like, if they'd worked on that system a lot and just made it a Caribbean town invasion turn-based strategy game, it would be a very different game, but it might be interesting.
What if they made an entire game out of the dancing mini game?
Where you press the buttons at the right time?
Yeah.
I remember I got to medium difficulty on that and was able to actually go off of the cues eventually.
Okay, I'm back.
Dun, dun, dun.
Infinite hearts.
I was going to say though, after the market scene was I like how you want to do all of these things that require a lot of tact and social subtlety.
and you didn't bring along Tim.
You send George.
I was about to say that. You do these things that require tact and social subtlety to get people to actually work with you. So you send George.
Let's just go into his shop.
Which wanted to send George? Really,
just said investigate.
Here's the thing. General goes to war with the army he's got. Butch decided to send George and Caleb.
Hey, before that, he had Newt.
Hey, I want you to check
see how well that turned out.
Okay. Why don't you ask him a few questions?
I'm beginning to see why Eld's help was necessary.
Hey,
Newt, can you ask the guy a few questions?
George,
I'll
no
ask
offense.
Him. Snap.
I'll ask him them with my fists.
Snap.
Get an inhaler, Newt.
It's like
an inhaler.
It's like that. It's like that. Matt TV Steven Seagal sketch where he just snaps one guy's neck three times.
Hey.
Also, James, an inhaler isn't going to help. He got his throat torn out. He can't talk.
So did Scott, and he got
hurt. We have enough PC bullshit that one of the people he has can fix it.
The fact that he's alive suggests something.
He couldn't talk until they met. Like, he just could flat out. Yeah, this is one of those voice modulators.
I told Nate he needs to buy an ultra voice and use that every time he plays Newt.
got a tracheotomy.
If you want to know what Neil was like before all of his character development, he is a lot like what Newt is now, only a lot less bitter.
Well, Newt is fucking bitter as hell.
Yeah.
Newt hasn't really shown up since he...
Because Nate had a new voice.
He's been sleeping off the wounds Mon gave him.
There is a mixture of many things. One, there is, there is that I don't often want to speak as him. I will admit that entirely. I'll do it and I'll just be fine, but if I have a choice in the matter. Second, he doesn't really need to show up. He's done all he was going to do. He showed up and did his thing. Third, plot. Four, he's busy.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is Newt is the bane of this world. He shows up for one really intense plot, and then if he ever shows up again, he just won't make sense.
Yes.
I'm saying there's things. There are reasons. He doesn't show up often because of reasons. But yes, the fact that he survived nonetheless and can actually talk says enough. So
he crawled through the desert with his own guts spilling out.
Yeah, no, he crawled 3 days through the desert holding his guts in. And somehow lived.
I do that every day.
No, actually, it wasn't 3 days, it was 7 days.
I hold my guts in every day.
Super soldier's dear man.